Anticipation. Shanna Germain. "I bought a bed," he says. Actually, he doesn't say this. He types it. That's what the instant messenger window says while I wait for the rest of his thought. Bard 42 is typing. I am sitting in a cafe in a small town in Germany, the only place I can get internet. The net is ridiculously priced, even here, but I don't care. It's the only thing I'm spending money on while I'm working my way across Europe. I cross my legs and stare at the screen of my laptop, a giant cup of coffee burning my palm. "I bought it mostly for the headboard," he types. "It has big, wide slats, perfect for sliding a rope through, or a belt, or the pieces of your dress that I'm going to rip from your body." He is somewhere in the middle of New Hampshire, a place I've never been, a place I never wanted to go. He is somewhere in that state, in a new house, buying pieces of furniture, buying them with me in mind. I can't even begin to tell him what this does to me. I stood in the store and imagined you tied up against every headboard in the showroom, walking from bed to bed, so stiff from the mere thought of you. This bed, with its strong dark wood, was the one I saw your body against, your pale wrists tied with my brown belt, legs spread-eagled so I can bury my face between those creamy thighs. I close my eyes and savor this for as long as I can. I haven't seen him in almost 6 months. Some days I can barely remember what he looks like. I have photos, of course, but they only capture his skin and bones, not the essence of him, not the wicked mind or the way he looks at me over his wire rims when he wants something from me, not the bend of his fingers when he buries them in my long hair, forces me to my knees. "The men are delivering it tomorrow," he adds. "If you were here, I wouldn't even wait until they left before I bent you over the side of the mattress so that your ass was in the air, slid off my belt so they could hear the whistle, the sharp crack as it fell across your white curves. I'd let them hear every cry and moan you made." I have to bite back a quiet sound of want, swallow it down around my steaming coffee, and hope that no one heard. It's bad enough to be the sole American in this small town, to know that I'm probably exuding the scent of my arousal, that I'm practically rocking in my seat with desire and want. To groan in public would be more than I can bear.